Google takes on NVIDIA's empire. Apple eyes a $200 price hike. Google is deploying billions in financial guarantees to win customers for its TPU chips, mounting a direct challenge to NVIDIA's dominance in AI compute infrastructure. NVIDIA's competitive advantage has rested not just on chip performance, but on CUDA, a programming framework with hundreds of thousands of trained developers and billions of lines of production code, making switching a software migration problem as much as a hardware decision. Google's financial guarantee strategy effectively removes the risk premium from that switch, offering balance sheet backing from a roughly $2 trillion company in lieu of competing on raw chip specifications alone. Marvell Technology hit a record high ahead of its S&P 500 debut, illustrating how index inclusion functions as a near-guaranteed market catalyst. With roughly $7 trillion in assets benchmarked to the S&P 500, every passive fund tracking the index must buy shares to maintain proper weighting, creating an anticipated demand wave that market participants price in before the actual inclusion date. Marvell makes custom AI chips and networking hardware, meaning it is benefiting both from the index mechanics and from genuine business momentum in the AI infrastructure build-out. Apple CEO Tim Cook described tariff costs as unsustainable this week, and Bank of America analysts subsequently projected a $200 price increase on iPhone Pro models as a result. The current iPhone Pro starts at roughly $1,199 to $1,199 depending on configuration. A $200 increase would push the base model toward $1,299 to $1,399, a real affordability threshold in an environment where, as polling in Pennsylvania showed, nearly half of surveyed voters already report feeling financially worse off than a year ago. Toyota and Nissan both warned Japanese buyers about defects in U.S.-built cars, a development tied to the rapid production shifts both automakers undertook to navigate tariff exposure. Moving manufacturing across borders means changing workforce skills, supply chain relationships, and quality management systems. Adjustments that require time trade policy timelines do not always allow. Tesla, meanwhile, saw its CEO Elon Musk publicly call its credit rating ridiculously low after SpaceX earned higher marks, a frustration analysts attributed to Tesla's compressed margins in a competitive EV market versus SpaceX's more stable cash flows from government contracts and Starlink subscriptions.